Check 1212, hello.
And now, the Sloan Baxter Agency. Creative intelligence found online at SloanBaxter.com.
Proudly presents...
It's a show.
Hi, I'm GA, and this week on It's a Show, another Canadian has a close encounter with Ellen, and this one is a beauty.
They knew nothing about me, they just called me up.
Sparky chips in, and you'll hear a cockamamie story courtesy of Parenting with Peeker.
Who wants to know? We want to know.
Hello.
All right, Miles, tell us how Maui was with your two girls.
Oh, it was excellent. But you know what? Actually, Greg, I learned a valuable lesson then. And it has to do with what you say around your children out loud. We're in Maui, and Maui has a lot of wild creatures, and particularly a lot of roosters. And so the rooster's like walking everywhere. Like it's like you're in the parking lot, they're there. You're in the park, they're there. We're in Paia, and it's a small little surfing town and whatnot. And it's like all hippies and whatnot. And there's just roosters everywhere, like just all these roosters. And so Kim, my wife, is taking a picture of these roosters. And I walk up not knowing that my oldest is standing right there. And I go to her, I go, quit taking picture of all the wild cocks around here. She's like, shh, quiet, analysts will hear you. And I'm like, no, you know, I'm just joking, right? You know, roosters, cock.
Right, got
that's
it.
What they are, you know, okay. We get back down at the pool area and we're all sitting around and my oldest, she always makes friends with people. And one of these older couples, they ask Annalise, hey, Annalise, what happened today? She said, well, we went to this beach and we went, you know, to Paia and we had some pizza here and then we saw a bunch of wild cocks. And so... The whole place just erupted. And it was crazy. I've never, and so luckily they all kind of figured out what, you know, what she was talking about. But lesson learned, always watch what you're saying around your kids. Parenting tip of the week.
Parenting with Peeker is an exclusive presentation of It's a Show. Sparky, welcome back to another cameo appearance on It's a show you co-founded way back in the 2014s.
It was 2013. This fall of 2015 will be the 2-year anniversary.
We better have an anniversary special, so start planning that.
And I'm going to have to try to book some talent for that, I think.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Oh, a reunion, like a reunion show with all the greats that have joined us in episodes past.
We better do it cabaret style. That'd be good. Get a band. That'd be awesome.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Funny thing happened to me today at work. Sitting there and, you know, I'm very high tech, so I pull up the old TELUS phone bill and punch into that sucker. And lo and behold, the total for my latest phone bill is $1,109.
No! Kelly Clarkson!
I started having
Did you start sweating?
Oh,
did you,
my
like,
God.
I would turn red, like sweat pits, and down the face.
My heart hurt.
Yeah.
Because I just checked it a week ago, and it was $287, which gave me the sweats anyway.
Como se llama?
It's about $240 is what it's supposed to be a month.
For four phones, that's not bad, I'd
not
say.
Not bad. Not great. If you're paying it. $1,109. So
I don't, like, that's not even double. I don't understand.
So I *611 that situation ASAP. And I get the lovely Anne on the phone. And Anne has got a great accent. It's
not English.
Not English, but
friendly.
Very nice person. Anyway, I'm at work at this point.
Yeah.
And this mission is not 10 minutes, not 15 minutes.
Never
not 20
is.
Minutes,
never
not 20
is.
Minutes. And she keeps putting me on hold.
Sorry, that line is still busy.
She goes, oh, I don't know what the problem is. And I said, I don't either, but I can tell you that I don't know. And there was a device balance, a new device balance on there for $550. And there is no new devices. So yeah. I found that to be curious. And I'm going, she goes, well, didn't you get in? And I started thinking. And I said, just a second. Because it's the middle of the afternoon.
Yeah.
I haven't had a coffee or a sugar fix lately. And I'm going, did I buy another phone? I don't think so, because I'm not using my phone. It's broken. I don't know. So then I clarified, no, absolutely not.
Did you put her on hold?
Some of these companies just have terrible on hold things. Eh? Mm-hmm. Like just terrible music. I was on hold with one company today as well. It was kind of different. They had like opera music.
He's King of Kensington. What a guy.
Opera.
That's on standard. Hold.
Have you ever heard of that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's
You've heard
special.
Opera music?
It's special.
Okay.
So, Anne, did she help you out?
She did. She, well, they finally, you know, back in the back room with the supervisors, they finally discerned that it was a computer error.
Oh, thank goodness, eh? Could you imagine?
So I paid the bill I used to owe. The next one is not till March 17th, and it will be $242. Ding dong.
Oh, man.
Hello.
Lori?
Hey, Chris, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good.
Okay, so the way I understand it, you took a family trip to Los Angeles to see Ellen, and then you won a trip to Vegas while you were on the show.
That's right.
Okay, so you just got pulled out of the audience randomly, or the producers kind of talked in the pre-show and they knew that you were a super fan, so this could be good TV.
You know what? It was actually even more random than that. They knew nothing about me. They just called me up.
That's incredible.
I know. It's like winning the lottery, isn't it?
I wish my co-host, formerly known as Sparky the Intern, was here, because the same type of thing happened to him and his buddy. And they went to see Craig Ferguson, and they got pulled on to the show for like 20 minutes.
I think I remember seeing that.
Yeah. So,
yeah, I remember hearing it on air and watching it. Yes.
The American talk show hosts love Canadians because we're funny.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all there is to it.
Entertaining, polite, but funny. Yeah.
Okay, so you're this close to Ellen. I watched the clip. You get the trip to Vegas. Mind blown. You can't even believe what's happening in your life.
Can't even believe. And first thought is, Lacombe's going to go crazy. Like, it's going to be nuts. People think I've just gone to see the show. And now, not only that, I got to get up, meet her, talk to her, and I get a trip from her. So, yeah, more than mind blown.
On a scale of 1 to 100, how nervous were you when you were standing next to Ellen?
I wasn't even nervous.
No way!
She has this, like, incredible way of making you forget that there is 300 other people in the room with you, and all those cameras and all those producers. It was literally like connection. Like, she just looked me in the eyes and I felt very comfortable. I wanted to win the trip really bad, but I didn't feel like nervous around her.
Okay, so you nailed the trip, and it's a perfect story. A grade 2 teacher going to Vegas. This is going to be, it could be a movie, really.
Right.
And then you return home and go back to your daily, you know, you got a great story to tell. And I understand you use Ellen a lot as lessons for the kids at school and in your home life, and about paying it forward and how important that is to share everything you have, which is.
That's right.
But then all of a sudden the phone rings again.
Yeah. So we are at teachers' convention on Friday. Comes up on my phone as like Northern Los Angeles.
Wow.
And I think, okay, what's going on? And yeah, it's a producer who I had talked to when I'm filling out paperwork for the Vegas trip. They were chatting with me after the show. And she says, you know what? We love to bring super fans back. We just have a soft spot in our hearts. They're like part of our Ellen family, which you and your husband will fly you down. And why don't you come see a second taping of the show?
Awesome.
Awesome. We are beyond pumped.
You fly down. This is just you and the hubby.
Just me and the hubby. We fly down. We stay really close to Universal. We have this great time. We get to go to the second taping. And no idea about what's going to happen to us at all.
By now, the world has watched the clip. And if they haven't, we'll insert a little piece right here. You win a Ford Flex. And you win all of the favorite things. And, you know, I'm friends with Mark Brancagne and Marla Brancagne, who are very close to you and neighbors of yours, right?
Yes.
In Lacombe, Alberta, Canada, for those listening in San Jose. And all of a sudden, I see their names on your favorite things list of pay it forward. And I'm going, this is crazy. So you tell us about this list.
The list came this year while I watched the 12 Days of Giveaways, and she just has all that stuff. And we started thinking like about people that just, I would love to pay it forward. You always get the comment, well, if I had Ellen's money, I would do that too. Or, you know, I started thinking about those kind of comments and things and thinking, yeah, I would love to thank people in my life for things that they've done and what a crazy the way that I'd be able to do it. So it kind of started there, and then it became, she was having a contest to win all 12 days of giveaways. So I thought, okay, maybe, you know what, maybe if I enter that contest, if I ever won, I would totally give this stuff away.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of how the list all started. My daughter, especially, something would pop up on the screen during the 12 days of giveaways, and she would say, oh, I want to give that to whoever. And it would be a friend or her play school teacher or the mail lady or, yeah. So that's where the list came in. We just, you know, there's a few really nice prizes we'll keep for our own family. But it just came of this place that we just want to give it to the people that we want to thank in our lives for supporting us.
I just talked to Mark the other day, and he still had no idea if they were getting something and what it was.
Right. Nobody's been brave enough to ask.
Yeah, I guess right? That's what it is. It's an awkward thing because it's like if you won the lottery, which you basically did in a way, and then they know that they're in your life and that you're friends, but then all of a sudden everything gets weird.
It does get a little weird. And actually, even with my parents, it got a little weird. You know, obviously, we want to give them something really nice. But then again, you don't want to give them something that they go, oh, that's great. Now we have to go on a trip that we didn't want to go on or whatever it is.
What a burden.
Yeah, what a burden. So basically, we've kind of had a couple of awkward talks with people and just said, like, you know, obviously, we're going to give you something, to which the usual response is, oh, gosh, no, you don't have to do that. And we just, yeah, whatever. But no, we have had a couple talks with people. You know what? We've decided we're just going to do it pretty slow. And we're going to try and be a little bit more logical about it than our hearts want to be, just to kind of take the time with the process and make sure we're making the right decision. So the list as it stands is the list. We're going to go by that list and stick pretty true to that list. So, nobody that has seen their name on the list has actually said to us, hey, saw my name, so what am I getting?
Man.
Those conversations will happen.
They're in agony, and so am I now.
Yes. You know what? We have little cards we're going to hand out with each of these gifts, and basically those cards arrive in the mail within the next 10 days. That's when stuff's going to start flying.
Okay, I'm just going to get you to pause for one sec because my daughter came home, and the dogs are going to go crazy in one second.
Sure.
Okay, don't let the dogs go crazy. Okay, I'm talking to the lady who was on Ellen twice.
Woohoo!
Lori McIntosh. My daughter Emma, and I don't know who that guy is she brought home, but Ellen is the gift that keeps on giving.
It is. This is, we keep saying, you know, my husband came home from work yesterday. He's like, you know, in a way I kind of feel like everybody's already forgot that it's happened. And here I am still living through it and everything, but really, for us, the experience is just going to keep going. We have all these amazing gifts to give to all kinds of amazing people. And so we get to do that. We get to do that for ourselves and for our friends and for our family and just for even, you know, strangers that are helping us out too. So it's going to go on for a while for us.
The Ford Flex. Let's discuss.
Oh,
my God. So you had tell me the year of your van. What van did you have?
Well, we have a 2009.
Stinky old van.
Well, no, I can't say that now because then I'll never be able to sell it. But no, it's, you know what? It just has a lot of kilometers. Like I kind of said on the show, we're frugal people and we try to make good decisions and this kind of thing. So it's a secondhand van. It's got lots of kilometers on it. We're very grateful that we even have a van for our family. Some people aren't even that lucky. But I mean, this Ford Flex is going to absolutely change our life. We actually got to go pick it out today.
A secondhand van that is 1 degree of separation from Ellen DeGeneres.
Exactly.
That's what's happening with that van. So that van, that street value, put that on eBay, get her producers to send you something autographed and throw it in the...
Get a little Ellen license plate, maybe.
Whatever.
In Ellen blue.
Man, yeah. Well, you're upselling it. I'm going to buy it now. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, no, it's great. Like, we can sell the van now and we can move into this Ford Flex and we can do that locally, which has made us really happy too. We actually go right through our local dealer.
Let's give them a shout out. It's Lacombe Ford and you get tires for life and they're going to give you service for life.
They are giving us a maintenance package. They are giving us tires for life. They have been incredible. They took a very overwhelming process for us and something that, we were a little nervous about, and they have made it so incredibly great for us. Everybody, when we even walked in today, wanted to shake our hands and just wanted to hear the story. They've all watched the clip. They're just so happy for you. So we're thrilled that we can go through our local dealer instead of having to go through anyone else.
You know what's difficult about life these days? No one fits into the typical stereotypes anymore. Car salesmen aren't car salesmen. They're real people, and they are professionals, and they strive for excellence. And
yeah, we went in there, and it did not feel like a car dealership, right? It felt like they, like I said, they were shaking our hand. They were so excited for us, so like genuinely happy for us, and it was a really great feeling.
I mentioned this on my voicemail message to you earlier today.
Yes.
Our guest last week was Curtis Hargrove, and another Alberta guy who's very charitable in his heart, and he's running from Port Alberni, BC to Burbank to Ellen Studios on behalf of his friend Angel, who makes blankets for terminally ill kids, and they're called Huggins by Angel. And there's a Facebook page set up now and the websites and the whole thing, and the journey is going to begin at the end of May. Now, I just wanted to know from a close personal friend of Ellen DeGeneres's, what are her weaknesses? How do we appeal to this woman so that Curtis can get on the show?
Oh, how do you appeal? I don't really think there's a trick to it, but being yourself. I think they're...
That'll never work.
They put you in this parkade and you all sit and wait for the show. And there's, I mean, there's staff members around and everybody that works there is phenomenal. Like everybody was so friendly and so awesome. I think they know that they have an amazing job, but you know what, you're in that parkade, and I think it's just about talking and telling your story to whoever listens. It's about being excited. I was excited to hand my ID to the guy that was going to just let me in the building.
No kidding.
And I think that's a big part of it, is it's the whole experience should be exciting.
He's so confident. He's the kind of guy that says, I'm just going to do it and good things will happen because I'm doing a good thing and I know it's all going to work itself out. I said, you know, Lori's the kind of person, being a grade two teacher, that can't really lie. So when I ask her for Ellen's producer's private phone number, she's probably just going to spill it out right there.
Just like that.
Boom.
I wish I had those kind of contacts. Don't you remember what I said? What came up on my phone? Northern Los Angeles. Not even a number.
Oh.
See those Ellen people.
I'm sorry, that line is still busy.
Did you ever hear on my old radio show, Once Upon a Time, we had Pearl Campbell on, and she was in an Oprah Favorite Things episode audience, and they got kind of stiffed because it was after the recession, so Oprah was cutting back. There was cutbacks. So no cars, no big ticket items. And then, like, a couple of months later, she got a call from Oprah's producer and said, you know, Oprah feels bad because it wasn't that big of a deal. So she wants to send you something else. And we said to Pearl, you're opening that package live on this show. So we got a hold of her and she came in when it finally, and it was weeks and weeks, but it, you know, built the anticipation. And so we opened this package and it was like a, I can't remember exactly what the item was, but it was cheap.
Uh-huh.
It was disappointingly cheap. Like, I think it was like one of the small iPods or something. The producer made a fatal error and left her number on the packing slip from FedEx.
Oh, no.
So I make the call, and I got cold-shouldered like I've never been cold-shouldered before. So,
really?
Yeah, so the producers, I mean, if it's out of context, they're not into talking to you at all, at least for Opie.
Yeah, I know, and I know people say that, you know, the 12 Days of Giveaways is the new favorite things in the world and stuff, but I tell you, our list is pretty awesome. There's some pretty amazing things on it. We have some of it here, and we still have more to get, so... There's some pretty cool things on that list.
I'm going to burst if I don't know what Mark and Marla have. I can't even take it anymore.
I can tell you about one thing.
Okay, go.
Well, we're taking them to Vegas.
You're taking them to Vegas?
Yeah,
that is awesome. Oh.
Yeah. My trip to Vegas is non-transferable, so we're going to go stay at the Aria, and we're going to take five other couples with us and just give them, here you go, here you go, here's where you're staying, here's where you're staying. Yeah, so we're going to make fun of it. There's no way we can take six trips to Vegas in a year, so... Yeah, we're going to take our friends to Vegas.
You won six trips?
Yeah, there's six trips to Vegas in the package.
Oh, my God.
Five in the 12 days, and then the one that I won. So
that's incredible.
We have talked to them about Vegas. We do have a little something more for them, I believe, but we will be taking them to Vegas with
us. Oh, my God, that's so awesome. Oh, that's terrific.
Yeah, and we do get a trip to Hawaii, too. That one's for our own little family, so we'll be taking that one. There's a trip to Tucson, a couple to California, but there's a lot of giving to be done.
This makes the average gift basket look pretty pathetic. Thank you for nothing, Ellen. I mean, she sets the bar so incredibly high. What an amazing entertainer.
She is. The only thing that made me sad is, honestly, the first time we came back, people said to me, first question, what'd you get?
Yeah, that's disappointing.
That becomes a problem, right?
Yeah.
Is that nobody, and if I hadn't won the trip to Vegas, I wouldn't have had anything.
Yeah.
And people would have gone, oh, that's too bad. Instead of going, oh my goodness, incredible experience. You got to see Ellen. So yeah, this sets a insanely
And
high
I mean,
bar
like honestly, you would have been happy with just that. I mean, you saw a taping of Ellen, you would have been through the roof. Anyway.
I got to get a taping. I rapped during the commercial break for everybody in the audience.
Oh yeah,
I had her laughing. I mean, come on. That was my moment right there. I would have been thrilled.
You made Ellen laugh more than once, I saw.
And I know.
So during the commercial breaks, I understand you were rapping some Ice Ice Baby, and we're not letting you leave It's a Show without a little bit of show business.
You don't, you're going to do it with me though, right?
I don't know the words. I should get my daughter.
Yo, VIP. Let's kick it.
Stop, collaborate, and listen. Ice is back with a brand new edition. Something, grabs a hold of me tightly, flow like a harpoon, daily and nightly. Will it ever stop? Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights, and I'll flow. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and watch it jump like a can do. Dance.
Okay, so here's the thing. You are amazing, and what a terrific personality. Those kids in your grade 2 class are very lucky to have you. That is, some people are just born into their profession, and you seem to be one of those kind of people.
You too, Greg. We can say that about each other
right
now, can't we?
Right back at you there.
Love it. All right, thanks so much, Greg. Have a great night.
You too.
Yo, man, let's get out of here. Word to your mother.
We were talking about the tap card.
I saw the article just prior to my arrival.
Oh,
that slightly concerns me because I love the tap situation where you just have to kind of grace your card against the debit machine.
I don't know if they have these in San Jose or in China.
Right.
But our cards, they have an embedded chip and you just put it over the reader area on top and it reads it and you don't even have to put in your codes or twins or
passwords.
Yeah, it's
like the radio frequency thing. I don't know how it works, but it works.
So I shared this story on my Facebook and it said, this is from a guy named Al Cameron who said, this is from a friend of mine in Nova Scotia, but it applies to us all everywhere. I deactivated my tap card as soon as I received my new replacement card several weeks ago. Technology is awesome, but sometimes it goes too far. Here's the note. Hey friends, today I tried to pay for my lunch with my debit card, but before I had the chance to input instructions, the word approved appeared. I told the cashier that I hadn't selected any account or used my password. She said it had charged it to my Visa, which was in my wallet. Apparently the Wi-Fi can detect Visa cards in your pocket purse even if another card is in the card reader. She said one day a customer's meal was charged to the man behind her because he was holding his Visa in his hand. This freaks me out.
Have you ever tried the tap with your debit card? Have you been through that experience?
I've been tapping. And get this. Remember it says you didn't choose an account? Yeah. That happened to me like 2 weeks ago.
Really?
And I'm going, oh, this is getting even more efficient. Even more time saving. I don't even have to put in checking or savings now.
With the tap,
Guess what? My wallet was in my hand, so I bet you debited my credit card.
But I have this wallet, you see, and this wallet says it's protection
Kryptonite.
RFID protected.
Let me see that.
I got it at a warehouse store, and apparently there's something in this material that's supposed to...
That is super cool.
Supposed to.
Yeah.
I would like to try
to block it
out.
Yeah.
Okay, now that this is a thing.
So when you go to the tap area, like Tim Hortons or whatever, put your wallet right by it and see what happens.
Put it right by there, yeah.
Without even taking
it out. Interesting.
That is scary though, man, because like some guy is paying for my coffee or I'm paying for somebody else's coffee behind me, and which is fine if I want to do that.
Check your, now you just have to be a little more on top of things on the old account balances.
Show me the money.
Show you the money.
Oh, no, you can do better than that, Jerry. I want you to say what you would mean it, brother.
Show me the money.
Jerry, you better yell. Show me the money.
Okay, so let's get to the Sparky Love Life update. All right. Recap, because I don't remember where we are. It's just such a fast-moving saga.
So we had established that I had been suggested via Twitter, a Twitter friend, that I should perhaps go out with her sister.
Yes.
said sister said apparently had a crush on me, a Twitter crush. I don't know what that means, but
Twitter crush because she thinks you're humorous.
I am funny sometimes. So I was like, sure. Sounds like she's into it. I'm into it. I have nothing to lose. I have nothing to do on my Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday nights except for school. So let's do it. We arranged the Starbucks meetup. It was
right.
An hour because bad timing and it closed.
Or good timing because leave her wanting more.
That's
right?
True.
You know?
And so we did that. And then I said, hey, that was great. Let's arrange something else. And let's do something else. And so it took a couple days to get our schedules coordinated because she works late. I got the classes. We actually had a reading week last week, which is no classes for the college kids. Perfect opportunity to do something. She suggested we do like a pottery painting thing. So we did it.
I think you did tell me that.
Yeah, I loved it. It was great. 2 hours.
You painted a pot.
2 hours.
How long does it take to paint the pot?
We talked and I stopped talking because I had to concentrate about my painting. I'm like, I can't paint and talk at the same time.
So what did you like do some kind of elaborate picture?
You get to pick your
cactus.
You get to pick your piece. You get to pick your piece and paint it whatever color you want. You should see it, though. The girl that I went with kept everything under her name, so she actually has my completed item. She picked it up tonight.
Good move.
She sent me a picture of it, and I'm impressed. I've got mad art skills.
Can you show us the picture?
Post
that sucker?
I'll show it.
Okay, nice.
So check that out. So anyway, you know, things are going good. We had ice cream the other night. I celebrated my 80% in my accounting exam, which I thought was
spark.
I thought that
nice work.
I thought it was a solid 65% effort, but I got 80.
So cranked out an 80.
I'm really proud of that. So we celebrated with ice cream. It was good. Now
okay,
we're planning.
So this is like a third date. The ice cream was a third date.
Yeah. So and we're planning fourth this weekend.
That's unbelievable. Sparky, seriously, like take a second and just recant. We've been talking about this for 2 years.
Do you know what I'm really bad at that I realized?
Uh-oh.
Dating.
Yeah.
Or whatever this is called. I don't know
it's
what
called
to
dating.
Do. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to act. I don't want, you know, I don't.
Have you given her a flower?
It's new.
Did you give her a flower?
No, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, give her a flower. Give her a flower. Give her something. Give her something.
Flower.
Give her something. Say text. Just saying the random text. Thinking of you. Finger gun.
Well, I think when I text, I'm obviously thinking. We do the emoticons.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter, you rookie. You does because you text. No, you got to say it. You got to say, I'm thinking of you because just texting and thinking of it is not enough. It's not enough.
So now this weekend is a Saturday afternoon situation, but I don't know what to do. Like, I what kind of activity should be done.
Can you take her skating?
I thought about it.
Skating would be good.
I'll need to rent skates because I don't have skates.
What about a game at the college? There's sporting activity?
I could, yeah.
What about movie?
I don't like the movie because movie, you sit there.
But there's the experience of going there.
That's true.
Snacks, talking, you know, all the time before or during the previous
that's
where you're cracking
bad.
It up.
That's not
know?
Bad. That's not
then
bad.
You do something that's a good movie or bad movie. You still got something to talk about.
Yeah.
Take her out for Moxie's after or whatever.
Yeah. So movie, sporting. So that's what I got to do is I got to think and nail down a plan. I thought maybe I do the activity and then maybe I do the cook supper thing.
Yeah.
Cook too soon?
Thing? No. That'd be fun.
Yeah. I would go full on Rolladen.
Don't even know what that means.
You need to Google that.
Rolladen.
Deliciousness.
Is that like a roll, like a jelly roll?
It's a meat roll.
Meat
it's a
roll.
German dish. She's German. I'm German. Hach de Liebe.
What the hell? Do you know really know German?
A very, very tiny little
nice.
Bit.
Nice. Okay. Hock the Leben yourself.
It's been good. It's fun. You know, it's...
Well, that's because she's a normal, real person.
She's funny and she laughs at my words.
So are you thinking about her when you're doing your janitorial work and your college studying?
I'm thinking about, you know, I was like, well, this is going places that I've never been before in a really long time.
Are we able to say her name or no?
No, not yet.
Okay.
So.
What should we call her for Mrs. X? No, that's too 50 Shades of Grey. That creeps me out.
She's read the book many times.
50 Shades of Grey many times?
Yeah. You know, I know nothing about the book, but hey.
I'm not going to even say anything about chips that.
Chains and whips excite me.
Okay.
So that's also a quote of a song.
Gonna beep this whole section. What about music? Does she share the same passion for music that you do?
I do from previous online research, aka creepage. She does like the symphony, which I also quite enjoy.
And you're hooked up with the symphony.
I know, and their next performance is not until April, which is unfortunate.
What about Mr. Clint Black? That show is pending.
Yeah, she's not a fan of the country music, which really puts a dagger into my heart.
Have you played her some Carolyn Don Johnson?
I have not.
CDJ could be the country artist that brings you two together, because you love her, she loves you. She transcends format. I don't want you to go.
No, that's a rocking song.
Everything CDJ does.
That music video for I Don't Want You to Go, where she's got the wind machine and her hair is all in the wind. And she's like, yeah, I know, song. I should get some sleep. I hope she listens.
Did you see Amanda Wilkinson's kid?
No.
Oh, man, you got to see this cutie on Facebook. His name's,
it's a difficult name. I know that much.
It's not difficult.
Well, it's different.
It's Ben.
It's special. It's different.
Ben?
No, that's too simple.
Hang on one second.
It's different. I think it's way out of left field. But speaking of Amanda Wilkinson.
L.A. and Jimmy's Got a Girlfriend.
Oh, Jimmy's Got a Girlfriend's classic.
I love all that
stuff. Oh, Steve and his guitar. He just loves that.
Oh, here he is. Indiana. Not Ben. I meant Indiana, obviously. Look at this is the cutest baby. It's been a big, eventful week. I got antibiotics again. This is about my fourth round for the winter.
Fun.
Yeah. So that goes good with rum, everyone. Well, this has been an eventful little cameo appearance by the one and only Sparky the intern, who is, I'm so thrilled that your dating life is just, there actually is one. That's the thrilling part.
I know. It's tricky because I don't know what to do.
You don't overthink it.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
Well,
be nice to her. Just treat her like you would want her to treat you. Nicely.
Nicely.
Right?
And laugh at my stuff.
Laugh at your stuff.
And not my stuff, but my, this is how you remind me.
Sounds nothing like Nickelback at all. God bless and be good, not because you always want to, but because you really should.
.com. Nice. Keep in touch.
Yo, man, let's get out of here. Word to your mother.